Okay, let's get into the next parak in Tehillim. Tehillim Tzadiches 98, the next parak that we say again on Friday night as part of Kabbalah Shabbos. Mizmor, and again, these are all the Mizmorim, if you remember, that we started in, starting in Mizmor Tzadi that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote these according to our Mesorah. That's why the parak Tzadi starts off with Tfila LaMoshe Ish HaElokim. Tfila LaMoshe Ish HaElokim. And Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, Rashi quotes back there in Mizmor Tzadi, Achad Asar Mizmorim, the 11. 11 Mizmorim that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, Mikan Ad Ladavid Mizmar until Kuf Aleph, and Aleph Tzadi through Kuf, come from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Mizmar Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash, talking about some type of either in the future, like the Radak and Rashi says that these are Mizmorim that we're going to say La'asilavo, B'yemos HaMashiach, when the whole world recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Mizmar is about the whole world, the Jews and the non-Jews, and even nature, singing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, relating to Maisa Bracious. That's why it's also said Friday night. But this is Shiru Hashem, Shir Chadash. The Medrash Tanchuma says in Bishalach that there are 10 songs that are going to be sung, and this is the final one. This is the final one that's going to be sung. The Medrash says there, Tanchuma, Amrulei Yisrael, Kenegdan Amrulei, Yisrael Eser Shira, so Rishonim Ibn Mitzrayim, Shenem Rashirla Yelachem, Kalelis Kadishchak, Ashenis Alayam, Oz Yashir was number 2, Shlishis was the Be'er, Oz Yashir Yisrael Eser Shira, Revius, Amar Moshe, Vaikachalas Moshe Lechtov, at the in Dvarim, Chamishis is Yoshua, Shishis is Vatashar Dvoru Barak, Shvius Feidaber David Lashem, as Devere Ashira, David, Shminis, Mizmar Shir, Chanukah, Sabayis LaDavid. Then it goes, has a big break. Shias al shel Shlomo Shir Hashirim, Asiris la Asid Mizmar Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash Kinefla Osasa, right? Kinefla Osasa Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash. So again, is that related to the Geula? Somewhat of Geula. Can it also mean and written that there was a Geula that took place sometime in David HaMelech's life? Or Moshe's life, and it was written for that. As we know, all these more and all these prakim are generalized. The Medrash says specifically about this parak also, if you look in Shmos Rabbah, in Shmos Rabbah, in Chav Gimel Hey, the Medrash says that we were zochah to say such a shira, which is all about, based on the emuna that we have throughout the Doros, and then we're zochah to the future. This was Bischus Avraham, says the Medrash. Kshiagiu Hagalios Lasham Yu Omrim Shira. Lakach Nomar Tishuri Merosh Amana. The song will come from Amana, from Emuna. Asidin Yisrael Omar Shira La Asilavo Shanem Ashir Lashem Shir Chadash Ki Nifaos Asa. As we have here, Ubeez Ezchus Omrim Yisrael Shira Bischus Avraham. Shehemin Bakadish Baruchu. Shenemar Vehemin Bashem. Hiya Emuna She Yisrael Nochalinba. Va'alav Akasuv Omer Vitzadik Be Emunaso Yichye. Pasuk in Chabakuk. And that's what the, that's what the Medrash says, that Bischus, the Emunah that Avraham Avinu had, that gave us the ability to sing the Shira too. Right? Through the darkness, Avraham Avinu had, the Emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go to the land, and there was a famine and all the Nisyonos that Avraham Avinu had, but all of that gave us the Koach. That's what the Medrash says. We have the Koach to sing Shira, in the future based on the Koach that Avraham Avinu gave us, right? That relates to the Ruach Chaim, the comment of Rechaim Yivalashim, which we have quoted often in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, where the two Mishnayos are back to back. One Mishnah says that there were 10 Doros from Noach to Avraham, Lehodia Kama Erech Apayim Lefanav, to teach us how much patience, Shekala Doros Vayimach Isinu Ban, all the Doros, got HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry, until Avraham Avinu came and got the Schar Kulam. And the very next Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Asora Nisyonos Nisnasa Avraham Avinu was tested with 10 Nisyonos of Amad Bekulam, to, and he stood with, withstood all of them, Lahodiya Kama Chibasa Shal Avraham Avinu Olav Shalom. How much Chiba there was. And the, Rechaim Yivalashim wonders why in the first Mishnah it just says Avraham. And in the second Mishnah it says Avraham Avinu. So he says there, because regarding the Nisyonos of Avraham, that he acted as Avinu. He put it into our DNA, the ability to pass our 10 tests. Kikamash midosh at tzadik tarach, v'yagal asigam, labanav acharavim kiteva mutva, becomes part of teva, ubiksas yagia yagil azeh, once it's part of our DNA, it's easier to get to connect to those midos. Kamosh nira bachush, shirabim me'ami ha'aretz me'a yehudim, mosim es nashtam akidish Hashem, them so many, are moser nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'mutva banu be'avinu Avraham. Shemasar nafsho lo'ur kazdim ala munaso. Because Amram Avinu gave it. So this is also maybe part of that. We had that semuna and eventually shira. V'chein kal ha'asar nisyonos hayu la'hayshir ha'derech lefaneinu. V'chein his'oris ha'adam pitom le'lech le'eretz ha'kodesh. The awakening all of a sudden to go to Eretz Yisrael. Hum yisayan lech lecha. V'kabalas kal da'avdin mishmaya letav. The acceptance of all good from Hashem, minisayon hara'av, shelo hirer achar midos Hashem Yisbarach. He didn't question HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos, ki zesh amar akasav, ki sheva yibol tzadik v'kam v'rasha yipol ba'achas. Pirish, ki at tzadik, af im yipol, lo yachshu me'uma. Right, even if the tzadik falls, it won't be considered anything, ki nofel hu, ki im hu kam ba'omen al amdo, if he stands up. Uva'achas yipol rasha, ki lamapala yichashev, v'yachshav zolot kuma, le'tivo b'achriso. So that's the medrash here, that it's the 10th shira, and also it's Bischos Avram. So Mizmar, shira l'Hashem shir chadash, ki nifla'os asa. We will sing a shira, ki nifla'os asa. There is wonders that have taken place. Nisim, hoshia lo yemino, uzra kacho, Hashem's yemin, Hashem's right hand has saved us, uzra kacho, and the holiness of his arm. Hodia Hashem Yeshua. So Hashem lets his Yeshua be known. Le'enei ha'gayim gila tzedkaso. In front of the Gayim, his tzedek will be revealed. The Brisker Rav, there aren't too many pieces. And the Brisker Rav on Chumash, the Griz Ala Torah, he has a few pieces on Tehillim in the back, and he has one on this parak, and he says, the message of this parak is, and this is quoted also by in his Talmud from the Emek Bracha, that there are two elements that will cause Shira, so to speak. There's something called Chaste Hashem and something called Gvuros Hashem. Chaste Hashem is when Hashem saves me, and because he saves me and I was the recipient of that chesed, so I have a chiv to thank Hashem. Gvuros Hashem is objective. When one witnesses amazing miracles and the Gvur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then they have to sing out in praise, even if it didn't happen to them. So he explains. There are certain brachos and praises that we say when we get something good. That's birchas hagomel lechayevim tovos or shaasali neis b'makom hazeh sheikar hashevachu b'shvil kabbalas atova. V'yesh od brachos shenemar al gvuras shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's other brachos that are just said on the gvur of Hashem. Even if I didn't get a specific something, k'mo birchas meshan habrios v'chacham arazim osa maase breishis kochu raso mali olam. U'birchas brachos elu nikru birchas hariyah. These are brachos of praise. The mikol davar shanu roim gvurasos l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu nitam l'shevach u'levarech al zeh. When you see God's greatness, v'hine im aysu gulas anshei Yisrael basha lo benisim v'niflos, if the redemption of the Jewish people just comes biderech hateva without nisim, also yeshayach l'varech rach b'shul kabbalas hatova, then only the Jewish people should have a chiyuv to call out and to thank Hashem. Vaisa habracha shayachach rach l'Yisrael levad. V'umos ha'olam ein l'meisik ba bazeh. The umos ha'olam didn't see any greatness of Hashem and they didn't get any goodness. But because it says elsewhere, niflos is going to be with niflos to nimsa the chesed jesha Yisrael tovo gamay de gvuros v'niflos haniglim le'inkol. The chesed will come through amazing miracles. Memela yesh gam leumos haolam l'shabeach ulevarech al anisim al gvuros shenaseh le'niem kamo kol berachas riyah. So the nations of the world also. That's the he quotes a Gemara in Psachim and he says that's the psukim here. Shiru l'Hashem shir chadash. Ki niflaos asa. Right, sing a new song because there'll be miracles, niflaos. Ratzalomer shehagu'ula tia ayidei niflaos. V'yish l'varech al zeh berchaz re'iya. Le'enei hagayim gilat tzidkaso. Right, that's why, because it's niflaos asa, that's why le'enei hagayim gilat tzidkaso, and that's why shegam hagayim yeruzos b'neim. V'gam lehem shayach l'varech brachazu. And then the parak continues, Zachar chastov emunas olaveis Yisrael, regarding us, it's a double. She'etzo Yisrael, yagam chesed ve'emuna, ve'im srichem l'shabeach mitzadzeh ba'atzmo, gam below, birchas re'iya, ro kalafsi eretz. So we have the double reason to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, the Emek Bracha talks about this, in the context of Halel al-Hanes, where his formulation is Gvuros Hashem, and Chaste Hashem, I think the Lashon is, I forgot the exact Lashon that he talks about, and he talks about Hashgacha Pratis there, Gvuros Hashem and Hatavas Hashem. That's his Lashon. Gvuros Hashem and Hatavas Hashem. Okay, let's continue. That is, and he quotes this Brisker Rav at the end of that piece. I never realized that. He quotes this Brisker Rav. We continue. So Leini Agam Gozakos Zachar Chastov and Munasol of Yisrael. So this is the second element, as the Brisker Rav said. He remembered the Chesed and the Muda that he has to be so Ro Cholaf Say Aretz Yeshua Solokenu. Everyone sees Yeshua Solokenu. It's interesting that we just said, based on the Brisker Rav, this is all about referring back to the Nisim. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara in Megillah says that this is the Pasuk. The Gemara in Megillah discusses how various Amoraim started off giving shir about the Megillah and about Purim. Right, when they darshan, this parsha, they started with this. So Rabbi Yochanan started, when he gave shir about Megillah, he started with our pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan, Yud Aleph Amin Aleph in the Bavli, Pasach La Pischa Lahai Parsha Lamehacha. When he started giving shir, he started with the following. Zachar Chasdo Ve'emunaso Leves Yisrael, Ro Chalaf Se Aretz Yeshua Salokenu. Emasai Ro Chalaf Se Aretz Yeshua Salokenu. When did they see it? B'yimei Mordechai Ve'Esther. Which is kind of exactly the opposite of what we were just saying, because Mordechai Ve'Esther was Dafka, so maybe if they think a little deeper, they're both right. Number one, the open miracles that we recognize, that everyone recognizes. But when the Goyim realize, even B'derech HaTeva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving us, so then that's an even deeper message. Rav Zevin in La Torah V'Lamodim, he discusses this pasuk, Ro Cholaf Se'aretz Eish Yeshua Salokenu. He notes that in this pasuk you have the seers, the act of seeing, and what is seen. Ra'u is the act of seeing. Kalaf se aretz, all the people in the world, that's the ones who see. And what is the nif'al, what is seen, is Yeshua Salokenu. And Rav Zevin talks about how each of these sometimes is a chiddush. And number one is re'iya. Lo tamid k'sheish Yeshua ro'im osa. Not always when there is a Yeshua, is there a re'iya. Right, there was those, even those who are involved, sometimes, ein balanis makir beniso. You don't even realize what's going on. Ad kamasha aniso, number one was that there was a re'iya. Ad kamasha aniso, b'mei Mordechai ve'Esther hay melubash badarki ateva, b'chol zos ro'a kolos Yeshua shahaisa. Number one, there was re'iya. Number two, who was it? Kolaf se aretz. Even those that were not, focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and living in that realm, they were able to see it. They were able to see it. The Afsir was able to see it. And they were able to see Yeshua Salokenu. Because sometimes even if those see and there is a Re'iya, they don't realize it's Yeshua's Elokenu. They see it's a Yeshua, but maybe it's someone else. Hakol Rov, Hakol Hodu, Shoyo Nisei Nisim B'Mulchemes, he says, B'Mulchemet HaShichrur. He says, in the Six-Day War, everybody realized. He writes this on page 403 in L'Torah L'Moadim. Everybody realized the Nisim. VMK and Lama Enam Tsoadim Tsar Halo Lahakir Yeshua Salokenu, but they don't realize it's Elokenu. They realize it was a Yeshua, but they don't all realize Elokenu. Elakak Darkam Shalit Sani Adar, Amnam Nisim Avomeavi Melech, Mikochenu Votsim Yadenu, right? Nisabra Sara. So again, that's the chiddush here, is that what Rabbi Yochanan was saying in Yimei Purim, it was that there was a Re'iya, and there were those that saw it, and they realized it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yimei HaPurim nitan hakoch lirosas yeshuos hanitanos lanu. On Purim, we're given this power, says Rav Zevin. That's what Rabbi Yochanan was teaching us. Ve'afilu manu ro'am sha'adarahu bebechinas afsei aretz. And even if there are afsei aretz, mishtachvim l'chomine tzlamim mudarniyim v'nanim mikomine su'udos, hare afheim yisromamu v'yiru es ha'yeshuos, they'll see yeshuos elokeinu. Hario l'ashem kala aretz. Call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hariyu Lashem Kala Aretz. The Arizal says, Hariyu, these four first four words are Rashi Tevos Halacha. Hariyu Lashem Kala Aretz. When we follow the Torah, Hariyu Lashem, we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pitzchu Verananu Vizameru. We will sing out. The Radak says on this pasuk, Afilu Ha'umos, Yesh Lem La'riya V'lesmach Yeshua Yisrael. The Umos Ha'olam will also be happy and besimcha when this takes place in the future. Why? Because the Radak continues, when the Jewish people are saved, then the whole world will really be saved. Because every milchama really in the world has something connected to the Jewish people. And when the Jewish people finally reach their destiny, and we are in the time of Geula, so then there will be nothing to, there will be no more wars, and the whole world will be living in peace. There's a lot of poetry here and repeated words. Sing to Hashem with a harp. And a kol zimra, b'chatzotzros v'kol shofar, hariyu lefnei ha-melech Hashem. With trumpets and a shofar, hariyu lefnei ha-melech Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik points out, 2 points from Rav Soloveitchik. Number one, that points out that the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes the tekiah, we know there's a mitzvah d'araisa to blow shofar, Yovel, to blow shofar on the Yom Kippur of Yovel. The Rambam only quotes shofar, does not quote chatzotzros when it comes to Yovel. And the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by that. The Minchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Shin Lam and Aleph, assumes it's a davar pashut. The Gam B'Tkiyah Shel Yovel, Tiku Bamikdash Bishofar Vachatzor Sosibo. But the Rambam doesn't quote it. The Rambam just quotes Tikiya by the shofar of Yovel. So Soloveitchik develops the idea that shofar, usually, and chatzotzros, when do they go together? When the shofar is, and the chatzotzros are functioning as something, just not just a maisa mitzvah, but it is a tefillah. It is a shira. We've spoken in the past how shofar of Rosh Hashanah is a tefillah. It's a tefillah without words. And why do we blow a tefillah without words on Rosh Hashanah? Different pshatim. We don't want to take any chances. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you fill in the blank. But whenever you have a shofar that is either a tefillah or a shira, so that's when they go together, right? The shofar and the chatzotzros. The shiny tekiya shofar sheishbo, I'm reading from the Harei Kedem in Simin Tezvav of Volume 1. The shiny tekiya shofar sheishbo kiyim shal shira vehilo, lefichal toka mechatzotzos imam, because shofar is a din of shira and rina. But on Rosh Yom Kippur of Yovel, that tekiya is not a song, is not a praise, is not a prayer. That's purely an hachraza for shichur avadim. There's a function to that. The shiny tkiyah shal Rosh Hashanah, the etzem maisa tkiyah havi shira, memela b'mikdash tokem chatzotzos imo. Avagabi yovel that tkiyah ena maisa shira klal ela mitzvah hachraza l'shachar avadim. So that doesn't need tkiyah with it accompanying it. Lachem tkiyah zu kivan she'ein ba din shira memela ein din letzarim chatzotzos imo. The chatzotzos din shira b'hem v'tkiyah zu achrazi u'mishamachi lo hisker aramam tkiyah chatzotzos b'shofar shel yovel. Beautiful. Number one. Number two, it says here, where did they blow shofar? Chatzos v'chol shofar? In front of the melech, lifnei ha-melech Hashem. Lifnei Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter quotes this in Be'ikvei Hatzon, that the phrase lifnei Hashem appears in different contexts in Tanakh. Sometimes lifnei Hashem means the azara, right? We have to do shechita lifnei Hashem. Sometimes lifnei Hashem means meet harabayis, like here, lechor you harabayis lifnei Hashem. That's where you chatzos v'kol shofar. And sometimes lifnei Hashem means all of Yerushalayim. On page Kuv Zayin in Be'ikvei Hatzon, the matzino b'tara lashon lifnei Hashem begimel mashmayos. The lefamim koy akol ha'ir Yerushalayim. The chsev yid meiser in lifnei Hashem alokecha. The lefamim koy harabayis could dichsev b'chatzos v'kol shofar hariu lifnei melech Hashem. Right, and that's what the Gemara Shoshana darshins on the harabayis. And then sometimes lifnei Hashem means in the Azara. The inyan lifnei Hashem kavanaso the mikdash. The gimel chalakim himlu kushas mikdash. Because what? Why? How can you use the same phrase? Because it's all a reflection of kushas mikdash, but in more diluted ways as you get further out. But it all focuses the root of it is lifnei Hashem. That's where the kedusha, the harabayis, and kedusha of Yerushalayim flows from the mikdash, from the aron. That's where the that's where the source is. And that's where even Eretz Yisrael, in a certain sense, as he describes there, even the Kedushas Ha'aretz is Kedushas Mikdash B'miksas, as you get further out. Discusses that based on the Mishnah in Kalim in the first parak. We continue. Yiram Hayamu Mla'o. Now we start talking about to nature. Even nature itself will sing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yiram Hayamu Mla'o Tevel V'yosh Ve'va. The world will sing Naharos Yimchalchav. The rivers will clap their hands. Yachad Harim Yuranenu. The mountains will sing. Rashi, the Radak, and all talk about that. This is obviously a mashal. Rashi says Naharos Yimchalchav. Hanavim Dibru Balashon Shehaozen Shomaas. Lo Shehele Naharos Kaf. Not that the rivers are really have hands. Elalashon Simcha Vechedva. One other point I forgot to mention on the Chatzotzros V'kol Shofar. Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch says beautiful here. He says Shofar and Chatzotzros. Chatzotzros, he says, one of these, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't blow the shofar himself, so to speak, but he says, let me read the line, he says, but particularly Chatzotzros are used to call to God, to the aid and succor of mankind. Chatzotzros, we're calling to Hashem. The shofar is used by Hashem to call man to himself. Chatzotzros, we're talking to Hashem. Shofar, we're talking to ourselves. Or at least we blow the shofar on behalf of Hashem who's talking to us. And man makes use of it in the name of God to summon himself and his fellows to follow God and to serve him in loyal obedience. Always link the call. Whenever we daven, we have to note that we're talking to Hashem and Hashem's talking to us. That's the chatzotzros and the kol shofar. Always link the call of the shofar to the cry of the chatzotzros before God. If God is to hear our cry, then we must first heed his own call. If we are to presume to pray to him for help in our earthly concerns, then we must first resolve to shape all our own lives in accordance with his will, as proclaimed to us by the call of the shofar. If we accept him to be our helper, then we must first accept him as our king. That's what he says is the symbolism of the chatzotzros, the kol shofar. Again, one could say that's also whenever we daven, we have to recognize the double direction that it is going in. Tefillah is a conversation. It's a conversation between Akash, us and Kadosh Baruch Hu, like Rav Soloveitchik discusses, that Nevuah and Tefillah are really two sides of the same coin. One time we're talking to Hashem, and one time Hashem is talking to us, but it's all a conversation. So all of nature should call out and will sing out to Hashem. Lefnei Hashem, Kiva Lishpot Haaretz, when Hashem comes to judge the world, the land, Yishpot Tevel Betzedek, injustice, Va'amim B'mei Sharim, individuals and nations will be justice, will be tzadik v'tovlo, rasha v'ralo. That will all be clear to us. This is Tehillim, Tzadiches.